The story of Jesus in the temple is quite well known. But I think if you listen very carefully, Luke is truly telling us that Jesus was a precocious 12-year-old. Do we have any 12-year-olds in the congregation? Y'all are older, right? You're older than 12, yes? Any 12-year-olds? Okay. My gut says that a 12-year-old would be likely to do that, to stay where he thought he needed to be. And when his parents finally found him, what's the problem? I was taken care of. If something happened, they would have called you. Jesus, of course, is not your typical 12-year-old. And that's part of what Luke wanted to teach us, that being the parents of the Son of God may not be the easiest things to do. But it reminds us that they had a task to do, to raise him, because he was truly human while not ceasing to be the Son of God. And so I find the episode to be quite real and realistic. The only thought I had is, why did it take him 3 days to go to the temple and figure to find him there? I guess they didn't think he would do that. Of course, I like the fact that he was there beginning already to teach the teachers. Later on, the teachers would turn on him, but that's okay. He was beginning to figure out who he was. So my first thought tonight is that God has a plan for each of us and for our children. Now, we don't have Jesus' plan, thank God. I don't think any of us would want to suffer and die and save the whole human race, no. But he has a plan for each of us. And not only do we need to try to figure out what that plan is, and it can take different paths, but if we are responsible for parents and grandparents, for teachers, for priests, to try to lead and guide people, our task is also to listen, to try to help that person figure out what it is that God is calling them to do and to be. Not just so much on a moral, ethical level where you say, that's not a good thing, but also on the life plan. You know, what should I be? What should I do? Should I study this or not? Should I take this job or not? Should I change jobs? Should I move? Whatever the question might be. Those are exceedingly important issues. You may have seen me sort of pick on college students when they come home. My first question is, well, did you pass? Of course they did. But it's the idea of, are you doing, as first of all, as well as you can? And is this your task? And if somebody bemoans, well, you know, I'm going to change, but fine. It may have changed, but the last time I looked it up, people generally change their majors 4 times in college. And then they do something else anyhow. It's okay. But we have to figure out where God is calling us, where we can use our gifts best of all. And to accept the fact that, and here's where I'm going next, our primary gift is to be a good husband or wife if we get married, parent if God blesses us with children, good siblings, good children of our parents, good neighbors, good people. And we began at home. I am more and more convinced there's very little we can do out there. But we have our homes, where we live, where we work, where we interact with the people we love and who love us. We need to do that task the best we can. And that's why family is so important. A little bit of history behind the first reading. Samuel, we know the second half of that story a little better. Eli, the high priest, takes him in and has him sleep in the temple. And of course, Samuel hears God's voice three times, runs to Eli, and Eli basically says, go back to sleep. Till the third time. We know that story. But Samuel was to play a great role as judge of the people of Israel. But this is the beginning, or actually the middle. The first part of that story is that his mother was actually weeping and praying to the Lord that she would give him a son because she was barren. Hannah was barren. And worse, as we know, some of the patriarchs and leaders of Israel would have more than one wife. Her husband, whose name we hear, Elkanah, had another wife. And while Hannah was loved, the other wife had children. So Hannah wanted to have children because to be barren was considered a terrible curse in their culture. We know that story a little bit more because Elizabeth was also older and barren. And God blessed her with John the Baptist. So, she was pregnant. And we hear what happened during that time. She took Samuel to the temple. They did all the proper sacrifices. Her husband did that. And she gave to Eli her son Samuel. And that's the beginning of the story. The plan that I wanted to mention is that many people struggle with issues of fertility. And maybe some of you have or are struggling. And we do pray for children and healthy children. Sometimes that prayer is heard, sometimes it is not. But the bottom line is, do we trust that whatever shall be, we can bear fruit with it? We can be generative. We can be good people who have children of all kinds. Sometimes people who don't know much about priests ask, you have any children? My common answer, I got thousands of children. In a sense, to say that we are responsible for those who look up to us in whatever position we have, and to take good care of those in our families. I have to be a good uncle and great uncle. Some of my nephews need a little help, but that's okay. We're gonna walk it through. We're gonna be okay. But my task is to do the best I can, as is yours. God's plan is that we should bear fruit, however that works out. We have to trust in Him and to take those He has given us and love them. And that's my last thought, to tell them as the second reading that we are children of God now. And what we shall be, we do not know. But when we do get to see Him, we will see Him as He is. A great resurrection theme. But it reminds us that our command is to love one another. To see what God sees. So on this feast of the Holy Family, between Christmas and New Year's, with all the family stuff we have had and will have, have a safe New Year's. One of my cousins is getting married on New Year's Eve. Her parents are Lutheran, but she's getting married in some venue. Okay. We will be there. I will be there. My mother and sister will be there. Because that's what we should do. And I wish her well. She's a teacher, which is a step in the right direction. So good. But you and I, we must be bearers of good example and of love and care. I think that's what this Sunday is all about. So may we be so.